That part you did succeed in burning. Oh, forgive me, Doctor, but I found your list as intriguing as you evidently find me. What conclusion have you drawn?
I couldn't reach any conclusion. I burnt that list in frustration.
All those clues, and you deduced nothing.
Another thing.
Well, well. Have you seen this magazine? It came this morning.
No, no, I don't believe I have. Is there anything of interest in it?
Look at this article.
A Book of Life. Ambitious sort of title. The Science of Deduction and Analysis. Begin by mastering an elementary problem. On meeting fellow man, learn at a glance to distinguish his history and the trade or profession to which he belongs. By a man's fingernails, by his coat sleeve, by his trouser knees, by each of these things, a man's calling is plainly revealed.
What ineffable twaddle.
You think so? It's unsigned. I'd like to see this fella clapped down in a third-class carriage on the underground and asked to give the trades of all his fellow travellers. I'd lay 1,000 to 1 against him.
You'll lose your money. As for the article, I wrote it myself. You? Yes, I have a turn both for observation and deduction. The theories there are really extremely practical. So practical I depend on them for my bread and cheese.
But how?
What exactly do you do for a living?
Ah, at last, the direct question.
Well, I am a consulting detective, if you can understand what that is. I suppose I'm the only one in the world.
Really?
Oh, yes. Well, here in London, we have lots of government detectives and lots of private ones. When these fellows are at a loss, they come to me and I put them on the right scent.
And how is it that you can succeed where they fail?
Knowledge of sensational literature. Immense. That was very perceptive of you. I have made a particular study of the history of crime. There's a strong family resemblance about misdeeds. And if you have all the details of 1,000 at your finger ends, it's odd if you can't unravel 1,001st. Couple that with the scientific application of observation and deduction, or ineffable twaddle, as you so colourfully described it. And there you are.
A consulting detective.
At your service. For a fee, of course.
And some of your clients are policemen?
Oh, quite so. The one fellow's been here several times.
Oh, yes, you introduced me. Lestrade. A little sallow man, rat-faced.
Yeah, I see you have the knack for observation yourself. He's a well-known detective, Scotland Yard, and got himself into a fog recently over a forgery case. I solved it for him.
And the others?
Mostly sent on by private inquiry agencies.
And you solved their problems without leaving this room?
As usual, yeah. Now and again a case turns up which is a little more complex. Then I have to bustle about and see things with my own eyes.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Not at all. When we first met, I told you that you'd been in Afghanistan.
A lucky guess.
Oh, I try never to guess. Oh, no, it's a shocking habit. Now, I knew it. Now, let's see if I can give you the line of reasoning. Here is a gentleman of a medical type with the air of a military man, an army doctor, then. He's just come from the tropics, for his face is dark, and that is not the natural colour of his skin, for his wrists are fair. He has undergone hardship and sickness, and has recently been seriously injured in at least 2 places. Where could an English army doctor have seen such trials? Clearly, in Afghanistan.
The whole train of thought didn't occupy a second. I put the conclusion into words, and you were astonished. Good night, Doctor.
A terrible man, Arthur.
Why didn't you throw him out earlier, Mother?
They were paying £14 a week. And this the slack season. I thought I was acting for the best.
It's all right, he's gone now.
I wish I'd been here.
Oh, please, Arthur, let's forget about it.
Now, who on earth can that be at this hour?
I'll go.
Well, there's no need. Jenny's still up.
Hello, Jenny. Oh, no.
Is it him? Is it Trevor?
Good evening, ladies.
I told you that you were
surprised to see me, are you? I've come to take your little Alice away.
Oh,
from
no!
Me. I would have like a princess. Come here and kiss me. Oh, come on.
Oh, Grandma.
Well, who's there?
Take this for a kiss.
Oh!
Side with you.